Gibbs Leasing. We'll just go ahead and open it up for questions. If you guys could just keep it to one question, knowing the number of questions we had the last go around, that'd be helpful, and we can come back around to you. We'll go right here to Jacob in the middle.
Ticket Sealing Race Face Digital Chase. So many people, when we come here, call this a driver's track because not only do you have more things you can do behind the wheel, but this track challenges you guys in ways I know that a lot of other places don't. What is it that you like about coming here to Darlington, and what's been your biggest challenge in figuring out how to be successful here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like out of all the racetracks we go to, this is definitely one where, as the driver, you feel like you make a little bit more of a difference. You know, it's still very car-dependent for sure, but as a driver, I feel like this is one of those tracks that's kind of similar to Homestead where you can carry it multiple positions. You know, just because the what you do inside the race car is constantly changing. Like, nobody's car is driving good, and there's just things you can do in the car to, like, find more than a tenth, sometimes even 2/10, where at other tracks, you're just very, you know, hand-tied by what you're doing inside the race car. So this track is definitely one of those tracks where you can do different things in the race car, and I feel like this is also a track where, you know, you see guys that typically run good. They can run good here their entire career just because there's little things about this racetrack. So I would say for me the hardest thing has just been trying to understand the balance, though, of, you know, short run versus long run, and how hard to go at the beginning to not burn yourself up at the end. And still definitely don't have that figured out, but I feel like that's always kind of been my biggest challenge here, and felt like that, you know, especially in the Xfinity Series, I would be extremely fast on the short run, but I would pay for it in the long run. And just trying to do as much as I can to study, you know, the guys like Denny Hamlin and other guys that are so good always here on the long run. So that's kind of, I feel like, my biggest challenge about this place, but you know, there's a lot of challenges about this place as well.
We'll go in the middle to Dalton, and then next to him to Trent.
Oh, how's the front stretch? Chase, I'm sure you've seen some of the talk on social media, the throwback beacon perhaps losing its luster a little bit, and I'm curious on where you stand on that. Do you feel like, I know you haven't been in the Cup Series for very long, but do you feel like the throwback beacon has kind of lost its spark over time?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess that there's less paint schemes this week than normal. But if you look at the Xfinity Series, there's probably more than ever. So I still think, you know, there's a ton of buy-in still. You know, I think it's hard with anything. Anytime you do something for a long time, like, not that it loses its luster, but it's not as exciting, right, as the first time or the second time. So I think just trying to find ways to keep it exciting, you know, it's just hard, right? Like, you run out of things to change after you do it for a while. But for me, it's something that I love about this weekend. You know, every time you come here, there's that old school feel, but then when you walk in the garage and you see old paint schemes and stuff, it's a cool part of the whole weekend. So, yeah, I don't have a throwback this weekend. This is the first time I've never ran one. But I don't feel like this weekend's really lost its luster. You know, I think that, you know, the fans still love the paint schemes that are here. And just anytime you come to Darlington, it's kind of got an old school throwback feel, whether we're throwback weekend or not.
Trent Warsh on FrenchDash.com. Chase, we've heard you talk about, you know, adapting to the Joe Gibbs car inside of it and stuff, and we also hear drivers and teams talk about how it's like a big Lego piece that just put together. What is it inside of this car that is taking you a little bit longer to adapt to, and where are you at in the process?
Yeah, I feel like I'm probably, I don't know, 2-3 weeks away from, like, really having a great understanding of kind of what I need. You know, I still feel like I can go win right now. I just like to really be dialed in with what the car should feel like. You know, just from a setup standpoint, there's things that, you know, JGR does different from a feel standpoint than, you know, what I'm used to. And even just being at a different manufacturer, right? Like, their motors run a little bit different. Their aero is a little bit different. So, like, everything, even though the parts are all the same, you know, the outer shell of the car is still quite a bit different. So, you know, just how it drives in traffic, how it does things, that's all something I've had to learn. So that part's been something that I feel like I'm 2-3 weeks away from, you know, going to the racetrack, being at the end of practice and saying, okay, my car's here. I feel like to be really good tomorrow, this is where I'm going to need it to be. That's where I've just really relied on James and the entire team to honestly just do what you guys think is best, because I don't quite know yet. I can tell you what direction I think we need to go, but they have such a better understanding of this race car than I do still. So, yeah, I feel like I'm 2-3 weeks away. You know, the little stuff I feel like I've gotten pretty similar with. you know, at the beginning of the year, it was hard for me just to even, like, turn the car off because it was, the ignition was now on the opposite side of what it's been for me for the last 4 years, where, like, all those little things are very normal now. But how the car drives is becoming more and more normal as well. I just feel like I'm probably 2 or 3 weeks from really being dialed in with it.
We're going to go in the back and then down here to Chris and then Kelly.
Tim Moore Motorsports today. Chase, last year it seemed like things really started to click here. You guys were able to put together races and so on. I'm wondering, what is it that you have learned that maybe helped last season and that you can carry over to the new team and new car this year?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I mean, I feel like ever since I came here for the first time in Xfinity, it's been a track that I kind of just understand. I mean, definitely as I've ran every time I come here, I learn little things, right? But I feel like even before last year, we were always fairly competitive here at SHR. You know, we were always 10th to 13th, kind of. We just always were missing just a little bit setup-wise, and I felt like we found that last year, was able to, you know, this race, I think we ran 4th or 5th, and then obviously for the Southern 500, we found that little bit extra, and it was really, really good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to carry over this weekend, just with how different the cars drive, right? But certainly, you know, it's a place where I do have a lot of confidence. Every time I've came here, no matter what the series is, I felt like I could come here and run good and run up front. I feel like that's half the battle at a lot of places. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, feel like this is a track that I understand what I need out of my car, especially after winning last year, right? Like, I know what a winning car feels like. So hopefully I can, you know, have that feeling today and, you know, if not, get it there for tomorrow.
We're going to come down to Chris and then Kelly and then Lee.
Chris.com, Chase, seven races complete. Are you where you thought you would be at this point in the season, or how would you evaluate the overall performance of the 19 season?
Yeah, I would say we're, I don't know, B minus. Like, I think we knew that it was going to take a little bit of time. You know, truthfully, just trying to learn each other and the cars driving different. You know, I would say that we've left a lot of points on the table. You know, whether it's stage points and even finishes, right? Like, the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks of the season, I felt like we were a fifth to eighth place car. And, like, even when you would look at the metrics post-race, it would show that we were a fifth to eighth place car, but we would finish, you know, 17th or 14th or, you know, DNF at Phoenix. So we never really got to have the results, I felt like, that would pair with our speed. Where the last 2 weeks, I feel like we've ran where we should have run almost every single week, right? Like, inside the top 10, getting some stage points. I think that's the encouraging thing for me right now is knowing that we are not firing on all eight cylinders as far as, you know, being completely dialed in. Like, I know that I'm still not at 100% from the standpoint of understanding what I need right now, and we've still been a fifth to eighth place car fairly easily, I feel like. So once we get tuned in and figured out what we need, then I feel like we're going to be really good. And that's been just the hard part, is this beginning part of the season is James just trying to even understand, okay, what is the perfect feeling race car for me? And I feel like we've really kind of clicked with that. Honestly, even just this week, we've had 3 or 4 examples now of the percentage of delta in setup is X percent, and it's been the same 3 or 4 times. And it's Homestead, it's Martinsville, it's on the simulator this week, and it's very consistent now. So now they can say, okay, when we go to Bristol next week, you know, this is what Martin ran, we probably need to be X percent, you know, whatever, off of that, and we should be in a pretty good spot. So I feel really good about the next couple of weeks, and yeah, hopefully we can just continue to get better.
Go to Kelly on the end, and then to Lee.
Chase, do you wear the cool shirt?
Yeah, I do.
I think everybody does at this point.
Yeah, I'm one of the big guys. Yeah, so yeah, I do.
have you ever had an experience where it failed, and if so, what was that like?
Yeah, knock on wood, I've not had a total failure. Last week, I would say it was definitely hotter than what I've had the previous couple weeks. Like, after the race, you know, typically I can, you know, take my cool shirt off and my skin's pretty much ice cold. And last week it wasn't that at all. So, yeah, I've heard horror stories about it failing. And like I said, I haven't had that happen yet. Hopefully it doesn't happen, especially tomorrow. But, yeah, it's no good whenever something goes wrong. I, like I said, I've never had an issue. So it's hard for me to talk about it.
We'll go to Lee and then over here to Jeff.
Here's what's in the Asper Radio and Catchments.com. Last year's Bristol was almost like a tale of two tracks, and, you know, the car, the tires perform differently in both outings. What are your expectations for next weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll be like the fall race, probably. Nobody knows what So I feel like that was just a one-time thing. So I feel like it'll be very similar to what we had in the fall. You know, obviously it'll be during the daytime, so it'll be a little bit different. But from a tire standpoint, I think it'll be same thing we've had 99% of the times we've gone there. If it isn't, I'd be surprised, truthfully.
Come down here to Jeff, and then we're going to wrap over here with Pete.
This was the site of a triumph for you personally after a big tragedy in your life when your wife had a miscarriage in 2020, and now you can bring your whole family, three kids back here. What does it mean to you when you roll into this place and you have your family in tow?
Yeah, it's definitely special. This place was definitely a significant part of my life, right? Like, the win I had was big from a career standpoint. But the day before, I was literally in this parking lot right here. Like, I can vividly remember, being on FaceTime with my wife and everything, and sitting in the motorhome, and like I can literally just picture the whole thing, right? So to be able to be here, 4 years removed last year, and my wife being couple weeks away from giving birth to twins, and then obviously we had Brooks there, and then now tomorrow they're all be coming here. It's a special place, and even for us, it's kind of our home track. It's the closest track to our house, so it's definitely Darlington has played a significant part of my life in more ways than one. Obviously the family side, the emotional day that was, but then even from a career standpoint, not only the race in 2020, but even last year, what that did for me career wise. So it's definitely a special place to the Briscoe family. And, yeah, it's always special every time I come because of that.
We'll take one final question from Pete.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. Chase, when you came back on the grounds this weekend, did you allow yourself to think, man, I had a walk-off victory at the Southern 500 that got me in the playoffs and, just really kind of pushed my career forward? You channeled those good memories.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it still is like a pinch me moment. One of those things that, like, I find myself every single week being like, man, I can't believe I won that race. It's just, it's a major, right? It's a crown jewel. And I was telling somebody the other week, like, I look at the names on the trophies and, like, I just feel like I'm very undeserving, right? Like, there's all these Hall of Famers and, like, icons and legends of the sport. And then it says 2024 Chase Briscoe. It's like, like, it just is weird, truthfully. But, yeah, it's definitely crazy. And I definitely feel like when I came back, like, anytime you go and you've won somewhere, you just walk in and you're a little more confident. Like, you feel that difference. But I definitely think this place, it changes your confidence level more than anywhere else, just because the respect within the garage and within the NASCAR community, whenever you won it at Darlington, like, there's just a different level of appreciation for your, I guess, talent. And that's something that I didn't realize until after I won the Southern 500, truthfully. I remember the next week being on pit road at Atlanta, like, Dale Jarrett and all these guys coming up to me and just telling me how incredible it was to, and, like, you just don't have that at other racetracks after you win a race. So, yeah, it definitely is a place where when I pull in, especially now being the first time back, it definitely brings back a lot of memories.
Thank you for your time today, and good luck this weekend. Just a quick reminder for the media, Denny Hamill will be in here at 11:45. The bullpen will